Episode 1962, A Day of Inventory.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. Today is a beautiful, brand new day. Rise and shine, it's Mindset Monday. And more importantly, it is Memorial Day. Today, we salute our men and women who have gone before us in fighting for our freedoms. Today, we honor you. And we want you to know that we are very grateful for those who have already gone. We remember you. And in honor of you, it's a day of inventory. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it really got me thinking. Memorial Day is just not any day. And I think some of us ponder whether or not we should feel guilty to be sitting poolside or on the beach or with family and friends in our backyard enjoying hamburgers and hot dogs and chips and dip and swimming and all of this, because we know that there are men and women who have died for the freedom. But in reality, for those who have gone before us, one way we honor them is by how we live our lives. You see, the front line is a call of honor. These men and women go before us so we can live a life of freedom. Make today a day of inventory where gratitude meets yesterday, today, and tomorrow. A day of remembrance, a day of honor. You know, there are some soldiers that are vampires. They sleep all day and fight through the night. Others fight openly on the streets face to face. Some are in ships. Then you will find those keeping our community safe and serving in times of disasters. At every corner we turn, there is a man and a woman who is honoring with their life in service to our country, the United States of America. We honor those who have given their lives by how we live our everyday. But sometimes I think we adopt this guilt that, oh my gosh, we have so much. And we're like, well, maybe today we really shouldn't feel that great. No. Why do you think these men and women went to battle for us? Why do you think these men and women wake up right now today and say, you know what? This is my job to protect our country. I want to go before our people and protect them so that they can have the freedoms. I want to fight for my family. I want to fight for my friends. And I'm here to tell you that our fight for them, the way we honor them, is how we live our everyday. So if you're just sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing every single day, maybe we need to look at your day of inventory. What are you doing with your life? Where are you going? What is your mindset? Are you looking at yourself as a victim? Or are you deciding to see yourself as a victor? Live with intention by reflection. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live with intention by reflection. You know, my father served both in the Navy and the Army. I've been very privileged, actually, to be able to be raised in that sort of environment. And I'm telling you right now, it is a special, special family. Military families are close-knit. If you at all say, I'm military, immediately there is a bond. You are connected forever. Our son-in-law is in the military. I salute him today. I appreciate his service for what he's doing for his family now, what he's doing for our family, and more importantly, what he's doing for this country. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't pray for our men and women in uniform. But I do this because I live with intention by reflection. It's not by guilt. And I think we forget that. Yes, we can have tears of sadness for the loved ones that we've lost. That's important. But at the same time, they want us to live our lives knowing that their life sacrifice was for a reason. How are you living your life for them today? If you had an army standing in front of you, would they salute you? Would they salute your decisions? Would they salute your mindset? Or would they sit there and kind of congregate together and whisper, going, what is she really thinking? Why is this the direction? If she would just realize how incredible she is. Live with intention by reflection. What does that look like when you're living the game of life? When you're going into battle every single day? How can we do that? Number one, embrace discomfort. Our men and women in uniform, they embrace discomfort by choice. Yet we're afraid to not eat certain foods. I mean, seriously? Or wait, we want to get a better job, but we haven't made time to sit down and update our resume. And oh, by the way, I want to go back to school. I've been putting it off for a few years. I really don't know why. I have all the finances in the bank. Our men and women in uniform do not sit there and decide that comfort is where they will stay. No, they embrace discomfort. They go out into battle. We need to do the same. This is a brand new week. Rise and shine. If you have breath, you have a reason for celebration. You are already victorious. So how can you live today, your every day, with intention by reflection? Embrace that discomfort. Number two, ignite with gratitude. And not only with gratitude, but ignite gratitude, period. We tend to forget how important it is to not only tell someone they're appreciated, but also believe that the people around us deserve to be appreciated. The little things in life and the big things in life. This weekend has been a glorious weekend for us. We've had the entire family here. My daughter and son-in-law, they're expecting their firstborn. She's at the halfway point. It's so exciting. My son, number 4 or 5, our little Noah Nader, who is not little anymore, has now graduated high school. I can't believe it. I have 4 high school graduates. You know what that tells me? I'm just getting old. But it also tells me that I am blessed. Ignite gratitude within your heart, within your everyday. Don't sit there and look for the yuck and the muck. Smile because you can. Yeah, things aren't always going to go the way you want them to. But what is your outlook? What is on the horizon for you? If you're searching for that, I promise you, you'll find it. Embrace discomfort. Ignite gratitude. And number three, stand up without fail. And what I mean by that is that you're going to fail. You're going to fall. Stand up anyway. And you want to stand up quicker than how you fell. How are you rebounding? Are you going, you know what? Okay, I got my 2 feet planted. Let's try this again. And go for it. Your dreams, they're there to be achieved. But you have to be willing to stand up. No one can do it for you. Live with intention by reflection. You see, our men and women who are in uniform, they embrace discomfort. I guarantee you, they ignite gratitude. When they're done for the day, whether it's at battle or whether it's at home, they are grateful for where they are. They are grateful that they have breath. They are grateful that they have another day to live. And most importantly, they stand up. They stand up shoulder to shoulder with their other peers. And they go into battle together with a plan, knowing that no matter what, they are one team. Are you willing to live with intention by reflection? Are you willing to actually go out there and impact the world that you touch by embracing that discomfort? By making sure that that gratitude is ignited within you. You want that fire burning in your soul and being willing to stand up without fail, because fail will happen. As we stand on the shoulders of giants, give them the respect they deserve. Honor them with your words. Honor them with your actions. Honor them with your heart. Today is not a day to live by guilt. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of remembrance of those who have gone before us to fight for our freedoms that we enjoy at this immediate moment in time. It's a day of celebration, to give thanks and to honor all of those and to salute our men and women. Join with me today, all around the globe, letting our men and women know that they are loved, they are respected, and they are always remembered. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.